Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and this very special mini show is brought to you by Foreo, the global beauty brand that's home to the world's first silicone cleansing brush. The lovely people at Foreo just want us to be happy, so they commissioned a study to gain insight into present buying and gift giving. And from over 2,000 respondents, it transpired that 56% of them admitted to being upset on Christmas morning when opening their present or presents from a significant other. The initial idea of the study by Foreo was actually to use the answers to create the perfect skincare gift set. But the feedback brought up all of this other information. So they decided to embark on a major campaign to save Christmas from rubbish presents. The Foreo Saves Christmas campaign, which has its own hashtag, by the way, hashtag Foreo Saves Christmas, hopes that it will make people think twice before buying the wrong gift. Now, we've all been there. You open a present from a friend or loved one and think, I thought this person knew me. And, you know, you might be able to fake it, muster a weak smile or a sort of quiet thank you. But as the survey proved, a bad present can also lead to tears. And 29% of boyfriends admitted to having made their partner cry with a poorly thought out gift. 25% of sisters, that's a quarter of us, weren't happy with their presents, and 15% of mums admitted to getting upset when they opened their gifts. I think that's the thing that upsets me the most. I hate to think of mums crying. So, I was curious if you, my lovely listeners, had bad experiences with receiving gifts, and as it turns out, from the response I received on Twitter, Instagram, and the new Emma Gunn Show Facebook group, I'm sad to say that you really have, although some of them are quite amusing, so there's some lightness amongst this darkness. I couldn't think of anyone better to chat to about these gifts than my good friend and PodFam member, Lindsay Kelk. So as a very special gift to myself, one where I would not have to muster a weak smile, thank you, etc., I asked her to video call with me to discuss all things bad gifts and the bad gifts that you, my lovely listeners, have unfortunately received. So here she is. If there's anyone that can talk Christmas presents, good and bad, it's my good friend Lindsay Kelk. Hi, Lindsay.
Yay!
Thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm always happy to talk about gifting, just because I feel like it affords me the opportunity to drop hints.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. Yeah, that's a good one. Good to know.
Yeah, because you can drop hints about what you would like, because it's always terrible when you get what you don't like.
Yes, I have great experience in that arena.
Oh, so yeah. Do tell.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened and what I did wrong in a past life, but I have had quite a lot of experience with just poor gift giving. I personally am like a gift giving monster. Like, I love buying presents and I love getting like the perfect thing for everyone. I get a bit carried away. My bank manager doesn't like me very much by January, but like, I love to give someone a gift that they love. It feels nice. Unfortunately, I've managed to surround myself with people who don't really feel the same way. I want to say my boyfriend won't mind me sharing the story, but quite frankly, I don't care if he does or not. Last Christmas, he gave me a crazy cat lady figurine as one of my Christmas presents. And it was the last thing he made me open because he thought it was so hilarious.
And was there a card that went with it?
It's funny now.
Is it though?
It's funny at the time. No,
is it though?
No, it's like that's the only way I can continue to live in this relationship. But like, it just was not okay. You know, you're sat holding something thinking, there's more to this, or there's a story or something.
This is a port key to a better present.
With a big gurning face, going like, look at it, look at it. It's not funny.
And was it a joke that only he was in on?
Pretty much. I mean, it's like, yeah, we own two cats, and I enjoy them. But
how mad was the cat lady? Like, was it? Would she look wretched? Did she look like?
Yeah, it was like the full grey-haired bag lady action figure covered in plastic cat. I was just like, I don't know how to feel. But quite frankly, Jeffrey, you've just ruined Christmas. So you know, I made him feel bad for about 7 minutes, and then let it go because it was Christmas. I didn't want to ruin Christmas, but what can you do? You know, it's not okay.
No, it isn't.
Been fully
okay.
Briefed this year.
Yes,
Dropping hints, I think, is very important.
Dropping hints is very important. Now, I put a shout out, a call to action, as they say in the media world,
to
listeners of the Emma Gunn Show about their worst presents. I've been having a lolathon here by myself. I'm very happy to be sharing the love now with you in LA.
I'm excited to hear who else got a crazy cat lady figurine.
Yes.
I want to know.
Okay, now, this one, on first listening, sounds wonderful. In reply to the what was your worst Christmas present, what's really terrible, one follower said, my brother gave me two highlighters. I'm thinking, fantastic.
Yeah, like Kat Von D and
Kat Von D, exactly.
Or Hourglass.
Precisely. I'm like, what's not to like? Surely your cheekbones would have been on fleek. But the sentence finishes, and a Tippex.
Oh.
Yeah. Which clues you into the fact that this was pens. Highlighting pens.
I mean, I also love stationery. Yes. It's probably my second greatest love after makeup. But no. No, it's like, oh, here's a couple of Stabilo Voss that I nicked from work.
Yeah.
enjoy that.
From a multi-pack.
Couldn't even be bothered to go down Tesco and get you a box of chocolates. I just nicked stationery from work. Amazing.
What's another one? My worst Christmas present ever. My dad is notorious for terrible gifts. I was a different teenager, much more into rock and ripped jeans with the occasional dip into black lipstick. I like this.
Nice.
Someone at work mentioned to him that all kids were wearing Playboy jewellery, and he thought to get a huge silver Playboy necklace. Needless to say, I've never worn it. It also came with a driving wheel / joystick combo for PC gaming.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's thoughtful, because those things definitely go together.
You get that. I don't know what that means.
Well, yeah, if you're a gamer, PC gamer, you can get, like, a driving wheel accessory so that when you play driving games, it's like driving...
Oh, okay.
With a steering wheel, I assume. Okay. And what I really want it to be is like a Playboy bunny fluffy steering wheel cover.
Yeah.
But I don't think it is. Because either way, they're both like not for this person.
Yeah, yeah.
They were not made for that person.
I know, it gets worse. My mum's fairly new at the time partner once got me and my mum matching 50 Shades of Grey perfume sets for Christmas.
Nope. That's all I've got to say on that one. Red flag. It's time for you and your mum to go in the kitchen and have a very quiet talk and then possibly leave through the kitchen window. Like,
right.
That's such a concern.
That is a concern. God. I know. But you can understand if you don't know when you... I think the story goes on that they went into a perfume shop and said, what's really popular? And they were told two kits, and perhaps they hadn't realised. But yes, on the surface, not quite so good.
Oh, stitched up by the perfume shop.
I know that you'll feel quite emotional about this one. Because this was a gift exchange. And my lovely follower gave a Diptyque candle and was given in return a plastic gumball machine. One of those mini ones that had the price tag on that showed that it was in the sale.
I'm trying to think of a way to make this a good thing, but there isn't one. Just take the candle back.
Demand the candle back.
At that point, you just demand it back. You're just like, no.
Yep.
This isn't happening. I want that back now, please.
One of my favourite ones actually came through on Twitter, and it was from Leanne Brooks, who said that she was given a cucumber. Because she liked cucumber when she was a kid.
It's very hydrating. I guess you could make it into a mask or a delicious salad. Did they wrap it? Was it wrapped? I bet that's a bugger to wrap.
I don't know. In actual fact, it's interesting that you asked that question, because another listener said that they were given a grapefruit. And I did ask, was it wrapped? There's, on many levels, things aren't okay here in the present buying world.
No, it's a concern, because I feel like, apart from Jeff's error with the crazy cat lady, and also our first Christmas together, I bought him these like really elaborate, beautiful, thoughtful gifts, and he bought me a mug and a bar of soap. His family don't really do Christmas to the extent that my family do Christmas.
Right.
So that was learning, that was baby steps. It was a learning curve. That was our first Christmas. After I forcibly inserted the mug somewhere, it didn't
belong. Sure.
But other than that, I feel like all my terrible present things were like in the past. And these days, people should know better. Should they not?
I feel like with social media, especially, I feel like if you follow me on social media, you know to get me some coffee, get me some wine.
Yeah.
And pretty much that's good.
I know. I just think it's not as hard these days. I just think with YouTube and Twitter and all the gift buying guides online and that you can buy everything from your computer if you don't want it. Like, I know people who hate the shops, will not go to the shops after November. I get that. But you could just do your shopping online.
Yeah.
Like, there's no excuse for a grapefruit. Unless someone has literally said to you, I collect grapefruit and it's my dearest wish to own a grapefruit given to me from you. It's very confusing.
Very confusing. Keith Jones on Twitter said he was given a secondhand fridge that he didn't need.
I don't know what to say about that.
He asked for a candle.
That's a very odd gift.
He asked for a candle. He got a secondhand fridge.
It's very similar. I can see. I see entirely how that happened.
Another follower.
It's the opposite thing, but you know.
Yeah, the exact opposite. Yeah. also, the potting shed. My mother-in-law bought me some size 22 pants, which then put me in the position of tentatively saying, "Were they the right size?" And no, they were.
Which is a fair question.
They are. They're not in any way. Not in any way. Yeah, Leanne Brooks. Here it is. A cucumber, not even kidding. I really loved cucumber when I was a kid, and so my nan gifted me one.
I mean, at least nan's looking out for you there.
Yeah.
At least she didn't get you, like, a parsnip or something that you weren't keen on. My mother-in-law of an ex-boyfriend's mum once bought me a bundle of brown towels for Christmas. That was my whole Christmas present. We went there for Christmas to her house, and everyone's opening all their presents, and everyone was like dead excited. I got a bale of brown towels.
Right. Context. So was your bathroom suite a 70s avocado green?
It was not.
Oh, so it wasn't like the towels with a brown pit.
Late 90s new build white. Like, it was. Oh. It was just all very confusing. Didn't need any towels.
Right.
Didn't ask for any towels. My boyfriend at the time got several lovingly selected, wonderful gifts.
And yours suggested that you needed to bathe.
Possibly.
No, I don't.
I was a very clean person in general, I'd say, especially when attending the in-law's house. but she just looked so pleased. I mean, we didn't get on. I should mention we did not get.
You didn't need to spell that out.
Yeah, in case no one had realised that. But my way to deal with that when you don't get on with someone is to buy them the most thoughtful, wonderful, beautiful gift that they could ever imagine, because I'm really spiteful. but that's how I've been taught to operate as an adult. is kill them with
passive aggressive niceness, obviously, yeah. Obviously,
and not a bundle of brown towels. Although, you know, if we had decided to finish her off, I guess I would have been good for cleaning up the job. But she survived that Christmas and many more.
Good for her. Yeah. Alex Booth got a small bottle of wine in a Secret Santa.
Okay.
Sounds fine.
A small bottle of wine's better than no bottle of wine.
Sounds fine. Except it was called, and she sent me a picture, except it was called Porseco, and it was for cats. It was a house white for cats.
Oh, no. Why did Jeff not get me that to go with the crazy cat lady toy? That would have been a great double present that I could have been angry about. Oh, that poor lady, though. Imagine thinking you've got wine and then finding out it's cat food.
Well, okay, I've got to be honest. If I had taken it home, there would have been that one night.
I mean, I totally would have tried it. Yeah. I 100% on the train. I would be getting on the train at Waterloo, and I'd be feeling a bit worse for wear. And Greg's would have been closed, and I would have been like, "I'll just sniff it, that's just to see what it smells like." And then you know you're putting your tongue in the lid, and then you know you're actually drinking it.
Greg's is closed. There's no opportunity for a hot sausage roll. So you're going to have to try the cat wine. My then boyfriend, this is from Nancy, my then boyfriend bought me an Argos chest of drawers from a rubbish tip. I don't think he bought them then.
Sorry, I'm trying to hold it in. That's terrible. I don't even need the rest of the story. That's so bad.
It goes on. He covered it in a cloth and presented it with a great flourish. Lindsay's lost it. It promptly collapsed into pieces because it was absolutely sopping wet and riddled with damp. He claimed it was a joke. It was our last Christmas together.
I mean, was he looking for a way out? Was he looking to, like, get out of his relationship? Because that's rough. That is really rough.
There's no coming back from that.
No, there's nowhere to go on that.
Curse says post-it notes.
I don't mind a post-it note. I don't want it to be my only present, but I don't mind a post-it note.
That and the highlighters, very, very nice.
I mean,
nice.
If you could put those two things together, I'd be quite pleased, to be fair. I'm a monster, though, so that's why.
A key ring of a dog, brackets, I like cats.
Understandable, yeah. Right, you'd be upset.
Oh, and also, this is an addition, and many years ago, a pack of Woolworths, so we're going back a bit, a pack of Woolworths thongs from my then boyfriend's mum. I unwrapped them in front of my entire family. They were going to expire from laughing so hard.
Oh god, no, I don't think you should ever exchange underwear when other people are there. Again, it's the same boyfriend, I don't care if he hears this, but my ex, his dad used to buy his mum like super sexy French lingerie every Christmas, and he would present her with it in front of us all, and Jay had three sons, and they just would ignore it and carry on playing with their toys. But the first Christmas I was there, I remember sitting there going like, is everyone else seeing this? Is everyone else seeing, like, this is not a drill. He's presenting her with this, and it was gorgeous, like beautiful box of like super stunning fancy lingerie, but I'm like, don't hold it up, don't hold it up. Oh, she's holding it up,
don't hold it against your body.
Like, oh my god. It's just so weird. Never give someone underwear in front of other people.
Never ever.
Packet thongs
ever.
Or otherwise.
Exactly.
Also, don't give someone a packet of Woolworths thongs. That's not.
No, totally agreed. Ruth says that one year my dad bought my mum a washing line, not even a rotary line, just a basic string of twine, a literal washing line, and that was her only present.
Was he trying to suggest that the washing needed doing? Did the washing need doing? That is the question.
Did he spend Christmas evening bound with washing line somewhere?
He would have regretted that swiftly, I feel like.
We've also got Kaja, who says, when I was 13, my mum and I were gifted an electric toothbrush to share.
No.
what else have we got? A husband got an electric revolving tie rack?
Unless it was a poor rom-com from 1978, I don't think that's okay.
Revolving wardrobe just reminds me of Overboard. Is that where we're going?
Yeah. Oh, let's just all give everyone a copy of Overboard for Christmas.
Indeed.
And then everyone's a winner.
Everyone. There's a remake coming soon. I'm very excited about it.
I know, me too.
I got given, this is by Abby, I got given an ice cream scoop at my work Secret Santa. I don't think that's that bad for a Secret Santa, I've got to be honest.
No, I mean, it's just a massive lack of thought and effort. But it's not terrible, is it? It's not awful. Someone once gave me a Hello Kitty pencil case, and I was really excited because I love Hello Kitty, and I was like, oh my god, this is such a thoughtful gift. And then when I opened it, the inside was all stained and, like, dirty and gross. And it's like, oh,
no,
thanks, guys.
That's not so good. Are you good at hiding it when you get a bad present, or do you...
I've got better, I think. I mean, I did not do well with the towel bale.
No.
Did not do well with that. But given my... bear in mind, I was presented with those towels immediately after having seen the sexy underwear presented. So it was a very tough morning. That was a very trying day.
I would have just put my head in the bale and just turned off all my senses for a while after that.
Yeah, I think, like, I'm pretty good in general, but I also think there's an element of, you know, should women be faking it, is the question here. Because in certain situations, such as with a partner who you love and trust and share everything,
you shouldn't
be faking anything, ever, unless it's possibly in public, and then they get a swift slap in the back of the head in the car on the way home. But if I didn't mention to Jeff that perhaps I hadn't loved the crazy cat lady action figure, there's every chance I'd have got a sequel this year. So I think sometimes you have to be honest. And sometimes it's cruel to be kind and just be like, maybe that wasn't your best idea. And then in other occasions, you just have to, suck it up and move on and then just bin it on the way out.
Yes.
How about you? Are you any good at it?
No, absolutely not. I'm terrible. I'm awful. It's just, honestly, I have caught myself opening a present that I got halfway through opening it and realised what it was and just stopped.
As if I was gonna
freeze time. It's just literally, it's like if I could have just put the wrapping paper back on, sealed it back up, and put it back under the tree. And not because I want to be ungrateful, because I honestly hear how that sounds, but it's because I want it not to happen.
Yeah,
and I'm too much
of a
baby to accept that it is going to happen and to put my brave face on. So I just
sometimes it's just the aftermath of the. Did you not like that? What was wrong with it? Why did you not like it?
Because you don't know me. I thought you knew me.
Yeah, it's like, well, no. It's like Jeff with the mug that one Christmas was very confusing, and he just went at great lengths of explaining why it was such a great mug.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, but it is ultimately just a mug, isn't it? So, sorry. Just like...
And then, yes, mugs are awesome, though. I do love a mug, but I probably...
I love a mug, but...
not as a main gift.
Yeah. Well, was it the mug or was it the bar of soap? It's so hard to tell.
It is hard to tell. Oh, Lindsay, I'm glad we've done this. I feel a bit better about being ungrateful.
Well, you'll never find anyone as ungrateful as me, so you're fine.
No, but it's warmed my... I feel the main thing, I think... I don't know about you, but I feel the main takeaway from this is that you're not alone. Everyone gets crappy presents.
None of us are alone. We've all been there together, and we will get through Christmas 2017 together.
And we will get through every Christmas and every birthday, and it will be fine. Because we can get our own presents.
That's true, which I'm not above. I mean, I can't be the only person that wraps something for themselves and puts it under the tree, can I?
No, I think we should all do that.
I think so.
You're completely right and fantastic and deserving. Thanks for chatting. It's been awesome.
Thank you.
If you're a beauty fan, there's no way you will have missed Froyo's range of stylish, high-performance cleansing tools. The Luna Mini 2 has been a firm favourite since it launched 3 years ago because it's cute, a very handy size, comes in an array of pretty colours and uses sonic technology and hygienic silicone to give skin a gentle but deep clean. If you haven't used one before, the way they work is that the sonic pulsations dislodge residue, dirt and dead skin cells, while the soft silicone brushes massage the face and fire up circulation for skin that is cleansed and brightened. Use it at night to keep skin cells active while you sleep, and use it again in the morning to extend that glowy, plumped up vibe. And let's face it, that's a gift you cannot go wrong with. For details of where to get your hands on a Froyo Luna Mini 2 or any of their other brilliant skincare tools and toothbrushes, head to the show notes on emmaguns.com and iTunes and just follow the link. And if you're listening to this show just before Christmas 2017, then head over to my Instagram page where I'm at Emma Guns, where there are details of a lovely competition where one lucky winner can get their hands on their very own Ferreo Luna Mini 2 device. If you simply can't wait to get your hands on a Luna Mini 2, why not head to Ferreo.com? Or if you're based in the UK, there are many luxury department stores that do stock Ferreo. Why not head to Selfridges in London and Birmingham to pick up your very own device? Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.